Warren County approved a lot of the 911 project after last summer, and then moving forward into this spring. Kind of talk about the work that has been done over the last year or several years at least in replacing some of the Warren County 911 communications equipment.
We've been busy working with the vendor to lock down the tower sites. We've worked very well with some of the property owners. Those sites have all been identified. We're in the final stages of getting the lease agreement signed. The vendor is working on going through the federal permitting, which has been going very well. Hopefully we'll be breaking ground on those early to mid-summer with possible towers in the air October-November time frame, with still the final completion date looking at June of 2021.
Well, this has been a years-long project, and it still will be a years-long project. Kind of talk about working with the other departments. I know the county attorney's office has been able to help out a lot getting those sites and working with other agencies.
The county attorney has been phenomenal in working with this. We got several cities, a school district that have just been great to work with, all with the community in mind of the public safety and what this does for them, because everybody will benefit from a true public safety grade radio system.
Well, talk about what was wrong with, I guess, the outdated, some of the equipment, but then it feels like a lot of the emergency departments are just kind of getting an upgrade, correct?
All of the departments will be getting, as far as the fire departments, will be getting new radios. The law enforcement, several of the cities had already put money towards new radios along with the county for the sheriff's department. So they already had the radios because they're using the state ISIC system today, using the trunk radio system. We're just going to enhance it with our trunk system, give better coverage. So when we get all this, the system built, we'll have better coverage, especially inside the schools. That was one of the requirements that we asked for. It'll just be better overall. The old system, it was very antiquated. A lot of the equipment had reached end of life, so getting it repaired was getting difficult, and it would cost us to replace it with the current VHF. The backhaul is on old copper phone lines, which, as most people know, that's kind of an old technology, so they're not very conducive to moisture. So with the new microwave backhaul for the signals, it'll just be a better fortified system.
We'll talk about some of the the new qualifications, for lack of a better word, of the new system, what it will be able to do. You already talked about being able to reach the schools a little bit more, and I think this will help out our local law enforcement, correct?
Oh, correct. It'll give better coverage throughout the county. As far as it, like I say, right now there's a lot of areas in the county that an officer or a firefighter can't reach dispatch, and they're left to their cell phones or old technology, just being alone out there. The new system is a trunk system, 700 trunk system. It's a statewide system, so we'll be able to communicate with surrounding jurisdictions. A lot of counties, especially in the southwest corner of the county or the state, are going to this system, so it'll give us better interoperability overall.
Well, that's what I wanted to talk about next, was talk about this system being able to help, with not just Warren County departments, but basically across the region of the state, correct?
Correct. It is a true statewide system. It's divided into the six Homeland Security regions as far as for regional mutual aid channels, for lack of a better term. And our surrounding counties, a lot of them are starting to go towards this. There's also another system in the state that is pretty predominant in eastern Iowa, but we're able to, through agreements and that, we're going to be able to communicate with that system also.
All right, well, you already mentioned once, but timetable on when people can expect this kind of overall project to be, I guess it's never completely over because you're always working on it, but at least as far as the major stuff being over.
The contract end date is slated for June of 2021. If things go well this spring with the permitting and Mother Nature cooperates, we should be able to move that date up as far as being on the system. But we need to have foliage on the trees to fully test it for signal strength and qualify out on the check boxes that they met the requirements that we had placed in for them.